Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8. I want to speak today about Thanksgiving every day. And this passage is one of the great passages in the Bible. And really, it speaks to our security. This is the foundation of our security in Christ. Some people have called this the hymn of security. But really what it is a hymn of thanksgiving to God. And so, let's read the passage beginning at verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If, or since, God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, what I want you to understand today is that every day is Thanksgiving Day. Every day may not be the holiday of Thanksgiving that we enjoy and celebrate, but every day in the life of a believer is a Thanksgiving Day. The official day of Thanksgiving goes back to 1789 when George Washington proclaimed November 26 as a day of Thanksgiving. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued a White House proclamation designating the last Thursday of November as being a day of Thanksgiving. What I'm going to do today is to share with you three reasons that we can be thankful every day, that every day can be a Thanksgiving day. First of all, I am thankful every day because God stands for me. If you look at it here in verse 31, here's what the scripture says. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So every day, what we understand is that God is for us. Now, here's how to understand this verse. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? In other words, who is greater than God? And the answer is no one. No one is greater than God. My security is in Him. My faith is in Him. My hope is in Him. My salvation is in Him. Forgiveness of sin is in Him. You could go on and on and on. And so God is greater than anything. So since God is for me every day, then nothing will be against me. So what you have here really is a rhetorical question, and the answer is given really in a strong, positive way. Think about it this way. To the question of who, the answer is nobody. To the question of what, the answer is nothing can be against us. to the question of when, never can anything be against us. To the question of where, nowhere can anything be against us. And so the great Bible truth that's repeated here, that's found over and over again in Psalm, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, the great Bible truth is this, that God is a majority. And so when I add my life to Him, then I am in the majority. And there's nothing greater than God. No one is greater than God. No circumstance is greater than God. Not anything in life is greater than God. And so that's why we can be thankful every day, because He is for us. God is for us. God is for you. And so Joseph learned it in prison down in Egypt. He learned that God was for him. Job, through all his trouble, learned this lesson that God was for him. What trouble are you facing? What circumstance are you facing? Think about Job. Job learned that God was for him. Jonah learned the lesson in the belly of the great fish. Joshua learned the lesson when they came to the city of Jericho and they marched around the city of Jericho and the walls of Jericho fell. That's where he learned the lesson. David learned the lesson that God was for him when he went out to fight against Goliath. Daniel learned the lesson when he was thrown in the den of lions. Elijah learned the lesson when he went to Mount Carmel. Moses learned the lesson at the Red Sea. So, in other words, God plus one equals a majority. That is one of the great lessons. One of the great promises of the Bible is found in Isaiah 54:17. And I've gone to this promise many times, but here's what it says. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that accuses you in judgment, and accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. So how can we be confident in light of this truth every day of our life that God is for us? Well, Romans 8:32 tells us, 32 says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? You know what that's saying? If God gave Jesus Christ His Son on the cross, what greater gift could He give you? What greater help could He give you in your life? How could He prove it any stronger that He is for you? What more could He do? He gave His only Son. So here's the point. If He would give us this, then whatever we need, then God will supply that need. If He can supply the greatest need of our life in giving us Christ, in giving us forgiveness of sin, in giving us security of our salvation, then what greater thing could He give us? And so He freely gives us those things. That's His gift. That's why we can be thankful every day that God is for us. Number two, thankful every day. And you can be thankful every day that God is with you. He says it here in verse 33, if you want to look at it, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? You know who that is. Do you know who that is? That's the devil. That's Satan. You know what he spends his time doing? He spends his time before the throne of God accusing, making accusations. He'll say, look at old Henson. Ain't you ready to give up on him? God, look how much time you have to spend on him. Look what he did today. He really doesn't love you. And you can fill your own name in the blank. I mean, you can put your name there. But here's what the Bible is saying to us. that God is with us. That He's with us when those accusations are made, when Satan comes, who will bring a charge against God's elect? Well, if the devil does, here's what we need to understand. God is greater than the lies of Satan. God is greater than the accusations of Satan. In Revelation 12, verse 10, listen to what the Bible says. The accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to the earth, the one who accused them before God day and night. Who is that? That's Satan. But see, here's what we understand. Even though we're saved, we still sin. Even though we're saved, we still mess up. Even though we're saved, we still make mistakes and get off track. I mean, you just think about this past week. Think about your own life. I think about my own life. And I look at this past week and I think, you know, well, why did I do that? Or why did I think that? Or I should have done something different, you know, in that situation. But Romans 8:34 tells us, who is it that can condemn? Is Christ Jesus going to condemn us? No. Why? Because He died on the cross for us. Is the one who died for us and gave His life for us, is He the one who's going to condemn us? No, not anyway. But here's what we know. We know that He stands with us. The Bible tells us that He's our advocate. The Bible tells us that He's the one who mediates between us and God. You see, think about it this way. When you think about the word condemn, see, that's a legal term. That is a term not speaking about the accusation, but that's a term in court of law that speaks of the verdict that is handed down. Now think about it this way. Who is our defense attorney in heaven before the Father? Jesus Christ. Who is the judge in heaven that's going to judge us? Well, the Bible says that God has given all judgment to His Son, Jesus Christ. So you think about that. So are these accusations that the devil's making and all this stuff that he's saying to God about you, about me, and all these things that he can throw up there, then what happens is this, that our mediator, our advocate, shows those nail-pierced hands, and he claims that he is the Messiah, he is the Savior, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, saying, I died for him. And the blood I shed on the cross covers his sin, her sin. Therefore, there is no condemnation. And so that's what the Bible is saying to us here. That we have one who stands with us. And I'm thankful every day that he stands with me. That's why even on the worst days of my life, I can be thankful. That's why on those days when I don't always do what I need to do, I'm be thankful. That's why in the good times I'm be thankful, because I know that He stands with me. God stands with me. So that's why Thanksgiving can be every day. 1 John 2:1, the Scripture says it this way, my little children, I'm writing you these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate, someone to stand with us, to represent us, to plead our case. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So He stands with us. Then thirdly, we can be thankful every day because He stands by us. He stands for us, He stands with us, and He stands by us. Look at that here in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What's going to separate you from God's love? Is there anything that can can separate you from the security that you have in God. Now, I want to make this statement, and I want you to get it. And I've written it down, so I don't want to make a misstatement here. You can never do anything so bad that it will make God love you less than He loves you right now. You can never do anything so good that will make God love you more than He loves you right now. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. So here's what He does. He goes into these things. Shall tribulation, are you in tribulation? Shall distress, what's got you stressed out? What is it that's on your mind today? Persecution? Famine? Nakedness? Peril? Sword? When He uses sword there, He's talking to people who were being killed for their faith. What if you're killed for your faith? As it is written, He says, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And they were. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. You ever heard the word of Nike? That's the word that's found here. What the word conqueror means, it means that we are a super conqueror. The word Nike means victory. It means victory. It means over and above. Over and above, we are super conquerors through Him who loved us. That means He's conquered it all. That means someone who's fought the battle for us and who has won the battle. And He is the one that has won the victory for us. You know what I realize more and more as I live is this. Life really is a battle. And it's not getting any easier. Life is a struggle. And there's a lot of things that happen in life that set us back. A lot of these things that He mentioned here, you know, can come against us. But with all that, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And so the Bible tells us that we can be thankful for this. I was thinking about some things here in this passage about the death of Christ, the foundation of our security, of our salvation, and all that. So what He's saying here is this. We don't have to fear anything about the past, no matter what Satan brings up, accuses us of. We don't have to fear anything about the present. We don't have to fear anything about the future. Why? Because He has taken care of that. And when I put my faith and trust in Him, and I asked Him to forgive me of my sin, come into my life, then my past, my present, my future is under the blood of Jesus Christ. So who can condemn us? Who can separate us from that? And that's why we can be thankful every day. Think about this. Here's what He's saying. Because of the love of Christ, because of His power, we can never be separated from His love. Verse 31, God is for us. Verse 32, Christ died for us. Verse 33, God has justified us. Verse 34, Christ intercedes for us. Verse 35 through 39, Christ loves us. What more security do we need? Hebrews 13:6, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? What's got you afraid? Why are you so fearful? Right, Hebrews said, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Psalm 56:3, when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in Thee. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope that is both sure and steadfast. That is our security. That is our foundation. Now think about it this way. Thankful every day. Every day can be Thanksgiving. Why? Because He stands for us. Because He stands with us. And because He stands by us. What a great hymn of security right here. What comes out of my heart this morning is this Thanksgiving. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your security. You know, is it any wonder in John's Gospel, when Jesus was teaching on security, you know what He said? He said, there's not anything that can pluck you out of my hands. There's not anybody that can take you away from me because you are in my hands. You know, life can be difficult. Like I said, what I've learned, it really is. But here's what I know. My security, my thanksgiving, salvation, forgiveness of sin, knowing God answers prayer, knowing God is for me, He's with me, He's by me. You know, all the circumstances of life that come our way that can steal our attitude of gratitude, that maybe cause us to lose our focus on Thanksgiving and what it's all about. When we come to a passage like this, folks, that is the anchor. That's the foundation, and that's our hope. So this Thanksgiving, just have a heart of gratitude and a heart of thankfulness, but not only for Thanksgiving Day, but let's strive to do that every day of our life, to have an attitude of gratitude and a heart of thanksgiving every day to God for all that He has blessed us with. Now, there's many things that we could put on the list. You saw the video. I mean, we could put a bunch of stuff there. We could start with family. We could start with friends. We could start with, you know, just whatever you want to start with. And we go right down the list. And I'm sure you have your list. And you have a list this morning of things that you're thankful for. But I am thankful to God for the salvation that we have in Him. To know today that I have a home in heaven. To know today that that is secure. And to have that assurance. To know that He loves me and that He cares for me. And that will never change. I may mess up. I may lose focus. I may get off track. But I know this, that God's love will always be there. Why? Because He is God. And what does John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world that He gave. We have a lot to be thankful for. If you don't know Christ, we're going to give a gospel invitation this morning. Would you come to Him? Would you put your faith in Him? He loves you. He really does. He died on the cross for you so you could have this salvation that we've talked about today. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we thank You for the security that we have in You. We thank You that Thanksgiving can be every day. And in the life of a believer, every day is Thanksgiving. Father, I pray that You'd give us that heart, an attitude of gratitude, of thanksgiving. Lord, help us to strive for that. Help us to be that kind of person that has that kind of attitude that would glorify You and bring honor to You. Lord, we just thank You today for all Your blessings. Father, as we prepare for this Thanksgiving holiday, I pray that we wouldn't lose our focus on the things that we really need to be thankful for. Lord, I thank You today for sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. what a great gift this is. I thank you for the salvation that we have because of what he did for us. When the devil accuses us, when the devil makes accusations, I'm glad to know that you are our defense attorney, that you're our advocate. And because of what you did for us, there is no condemnation. Lord, I pray that there'd be those who'd come today and say yes to this invitation. And I pray as believers that you'd give us that heart of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude every day of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.